Father, we're here with you. Your presence fills this place. And yes, we want more of you. We're here because we're hungry. We're here because we're seeking you and more of you, more of you in our lives, more of you in us, more of you through us. Hallelujah. We thank you for the miracles and what you're about to do in and through our lives. Father, touching each and everyone here, those watching, glory to God. We thank you, Father. We thank you for doing a new thing in the lives of the people. We thank you for touching each and every one of us tonight. Father, we invite the Holy Spirit. We know you're here, but we invite you. Hallelujah. We thank you. Open our eyes, open our ears, open our hearts to more of you. We turn away from every distraction and we set our eyes on you, Jesus. We look to you, Lord Jesus, our healer, our deliverer, our best friend, our brother. We thank you, Lord, for the sacrifice that you paid so we can be free. Hallelujah. If you agree, say amen. Glory to God. Praise God. Well, y'all may be seated tonight. Good evening, Kenny. It's good to see you. Glory to God. We're declaring victory over your life in Jesus' name. Praise God. Well, a few announcements tonight. We welcome all of you here. We welcome those of you online watching. It's good to have you with us as well. God is faithful. He's faithful. He's faithful. His word works. Glory to God. So if it's your first time, our website is vlfc.church. It's up on the screen. There you can find out more about us. You can submit your prayer requests, testimonies, access our past messages, video, audio, sermon notes. Glory to God. We're on YouTube, Rumble, Facebook, Instagram, with more outlets on the way. So subscribe, follow, like, and share with your friends. We want to get the word out. Sunday's doors open at 9. Pre-service prayer is from 9:20 to 9:40, and service starts at 10. So come early for coffee and fellowship. Wednesdays, we're starting a new course starting tonight, and I'm excited about this. It's called Jesus, the Miracle Worker Discipleship Course. That's a mouthful. Jesus, the Miracle Worker Discipleship Course. Hallelujah. Kenny, you're in the right place tonight. Glory to God. So join us for sessions filled with teaching, discussion, activation, and practical hands-on ministry labs. Doors open at 6 and we start at 6:30. So come early again for fellowship on Wednesday nights. It's a great time. You know, it's a midweek boost. We come, we get the word, we get filled up for the second half of our week. And wow, the weeks just fly by, don't they? It's good to be out here. Thank you for coming out tonight. What a blessing. God has something just for you. So we believe we receive that. There's Friday prayer at our house from 9 to 10. And so if you're interested in that, come see Pastor Rodney or myself after service for details. Also, volunteers. We thank you for volunteering. We could not do it without our volunteers, those of you who serve, and what a blessing you are. We still have openings for greeters, ushers, because we want to be able to rotate and things like that. Video production, children and youth ministry, and our worship team. Praise God. Our worship team is coming. Glory to God. Also, if you have a heart to lead a prayer team, a discipleship class, please let us know. And we'd love to visit with you and work with you for those classes as well. Also, I meant to bring up some of the church cards that are over there. We want to encourage you, invite someone to church. Be intentional about them. Bring them to church. You know, Kimberly's done great. I think she's like just brought more people, and it's such a blessing. And yes, but it is a blessing because there's so many people out here. Statistically, 4 out of 5 people attend church because somebody personally invited them. And so just want to encourage you, when you see somebody out, if God, he'll highlight someone to you, or you just, you know, go up to somebody, they're on your heart, invite them to church and give them one of those cards. Take some with you. Keep them in your wallet, your purse, your vehicle, whatever you want to do, wherever you can keep them. So praise God. With that, it's our offering time. And so I'm going to start out by talking about our building project. So we're believing for $5,000 to come in by the end of May. And with that, what we're believing for in this phase is another sign for our building, better lighting for this room, and a keyboard for our praise and our worship team. Also, we're believing for a property in our building of our own with lots of room for growth, the classrooms for the children, the nursery, the discipleship classes, the connect group classes, our fellowship hall so we can get together and enjoy meals together. And so far, $899 has come in. Praise the Lord for that. And that leaves $4,101 remaining. $1 remaining. So believe for it. Release your faith for that with us. And in this, watch God do what only he can do in your faith projects. So what are you believing for? I hope you all have some things you're believing for in your life. And so with that, it's I want to take you to Mark chapter 9 and verse 23. Mark chapter 9, verse 23. Hallelujah. And in this, it's just this one scripture here. Jesus said, "You say to me, if you can do anything, why all things are possible to those who believe." Do you believe the word of God tonight? You know, one issue though is if we don't know what the word says, how can we believe it? If we don't know, it says Jesus is our healer. How can we believe that and put our faith on that, right? If we don't know, he says above all things, he wishes that we prosper and be in good health, even as our soul prospers. If we didn't know that verse, we wouldn't know that he wants you to prosper. He wants you to be in good health. Praise God. He wants our soul prosperous, spirit, soul, and body. So I want to encourage you tonight, as we're learning the word, put your faith on it. And believe God for things, you know, believe him for the things that you have going on in your life that need to be right, that need to line up with the word of God. So, hallelujah. And if you agree with that, say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. And so tonight also, if you're giving into the building fund, online, there's a drop down. It's general fund or building fund. If it's above tithes and offering, please write it on your offering envelope. If you're given by cash or credit card, please sign the offering envelope on the signature line. If you're given by checks, please make checks payable to VLFC. And also, those of you online, we do invite you to sow into what God's doing here. We agree for your abundant harvest, for all of our abundant harvest. Amen. And we're seeing the Lord. We're seeing his work in our lives. We're seeing growth here. What a blessing. And it's fun to be on this ride together in this journey with the Lord. And so let's say our offering confession together. The blessing is working in us, on us, and for us. The Lord is increasing us more and more, us and our children. Seed, we speak to you. Produce a mighty harvest. We are getting our buildings, our lands, and all our resources. We call every bill paid, every need met. We are furnished in abundance. Angels, go get our harvest and bring it to us. Double, 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 and double again. In Jesus' name, amen. You may receive the offering. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Ha ha. Welcome, welcome, Holy Spirit. Yes. Amen. Hallelujah. Don't want to miss the offering. Glory to God. Father God, oh, we thank you. We give you thanks tonight for this word. Oh, Holy Spirit, we welcome you into this place. breathe on this word tonight. And Lord, as we are coming to see Jesus, the miracle worker, we receive signs, wonders, miracles, manifestations, demonstrations, and visitations of the Holy Spirit. We thank you, Lord. Yes, we receive, even as the Apostle Paul said, Lord, that he is not coming just to preach the word, but we receive the signs coming with the word. And Lord, we receive the power and demonstration of the Holy Spirit in our lives, in our midst. And Lord, we receive that we're coming into this room one way tonight, but we are going back out into this community completely changed, transformed day by day, moment by moment, service by service, all for the glory of God. And if you agree with that tonight, say amen. Praise the Lord. Well, hallelujah. The Lord has just been dealing with me for a while now, and it's been big on my heart since we've started this church, you know, for discipleship. You know, it's one thing that we come and we teach and preach the word of God, and this is right, this is good. You know, but the scripture says over in Mark 16 and the Great Commission, he says, go and make disciples. Go and make disciples. What is a disciple? It is someone who is a true follower of Jesus, not a hearer only, but a doer of the word of God. A disciple, someone who is discovering their purpose, their place in Christ, and going out and fulfilling it. Now, I discovered my place, amen, and I was called to pastor and plant a church in Ogallala, Nebraska. Now, that's not everything about my life that the Lord has called me to do. There's many other things, you know, but a disciple is someone who has taken the time to hear from God, why am I here? What's the plan for my life? What is my purpose? Amen. And then as we hear, we're obedient to it. That is a disciple. That is a true follower of Jesus, and not just someone coming to hear a good word and, well, amen, Pastor. That's a good word. We'll see you next week. Amen. No, we're to take these things and to be doers of it. And I want to help you to do that. Amen. I want to do what I can by His grace to equip you with this. And so this course, Lord, help me. And we put this together. And I have an outline for 12 weeks. And again, it's really going through the gospel accounts and looking at the miracles of Jesus. Now, we're not going to go through every miracle, but we have highlighted 12 in particular that are each one unique, and we're going to see different aspects of those. Amen. So again, we're going to look through these miracles, again, not just to learn about them, but to allow them to shape who we are as His disciples. Amen. So again, I want to just kind of set some framework here. This is not a Bible study. It's not a Bible class. Right? Amen. This is not a lecture. This is an encounter. Hallelujah. This is training for life. And this is where our faith becomes actual practice. This is where the rubber meets the road, so to speak. Amen. So tonight we're going to begin with Jesus' very first miracle, turning water into wine. And we're going to see what it reveals about His heart, His power, and His way, or we could say His, how we partner with Him in the working of miracles. You know, when we look at these miracles that Jesus did, it was not just Jesus working alone. Jesus always was working with someone. We see the master over in Mark 9:23, he said, all things are possible to him who believes. So again, we have a part to play. The people here in Cana, they had a part to play, and we're going to see more about that tonight. So I want to read this passage to us, and this is in John chapter 2, verses 1 through 11. And it says, on the third day, there was a wedding in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. This very possible was a very close friend or even a relative of that family. He says, now both Jesus and His disciples were invited to the wedding. And when they ran out of wine, the mother of Jesus said to Him, they have no wine. Jesus said to her, woman, What does your concern have to do with me? My hour has not yet come. His mother said to the servants, whatever he says to you, do it. Now there were set there 6 water pots of stone, according to the manner of purification of the Jews, containing 20 or 30 gallons apiece. Can you say a big pot? All right. Jesus said to them, fill the water pots with water, and they filled them up to the brim. So they didn't just go and they didn't carry away these 6 water pots. They went and got little pots of water, and they came back and filled them, because you weren't carrying 20 or 30 gallons of water, right? It must have been some big old boys if they were. But he says, and they filled them to the brim, and he said to them, draw some out now and take it to the master of the feast. And they took it. When the master of the feast had tasted the water, which that was made wine, and did not know where it came from, but the servants who drawn the water knew, the master of the feast called the bridegroom. And he said to him, every man at the beginning sets out the good wine, and when the guests have well drunk, then the inferior. But you've kept the good wine until now. The beginning of signs did in Cana of Galilee, or this beginning of signs Jesus did in Cana of Galilee, and manifested his glory, and his disciples believed in him. Now, there's actually a whole lot of symbolism in this story, but we're not going to unpack all of that tonight. But I do just want to hear this. Again, this is interactive. Again, this isn't just a lecture, but we're gonna have some two-way conversation. But I have a question for y'all right now. What stood out to you about this story? I just want to get one or two responses just briefly, but what about that story in particular stood out to you? Online, just think about it. Hold that. What stood out to you?
Why do they need wine?
Why do they need wine? Okay.
Well, because they're drinking it really badly, and they got to survive.
Okay, they got to survive. Okay, anybody else?
Yeah. Well, I was thinking when he said to his mother that it wasn't the time, his time yet.
Uh-huh.
But she was enough to give the order, whatever he decides to tell them.
Okay, so it wasn't his time yet, but yet Mary still says to Jesus, whatever he says to you to do, y'all go do it. All right. Okay. Amen. So I want to just teach here for just a few minutes, and then we'll break out here a little bit. But what this miracle reveals about Jesus. So again, we're going to look at 3 main parts of this. Number 1, Jesus's heart. Number 2, his power. And number 3, his way. All right. So number 1, his heart, Jesus' first miracle. This the Bible says this was the beginning of miracles. This was the very first miracle Jesus performed in his ministry. It says here, Jesus' first miracle was not raising the dead. It was not casting out demons. It was not healing the sick. In fact, you could call it a miracle of luxury. And what it was is he turned water into wine, turned water into wine. Again, why would you do this? Number 1, just make note of, a wedding was a significant social event in Jewish culture, often lasting for several days. So again, a lot of times we can have a wedding. We can be in and out in an hour in some cases, you know, at least with the marrying part. And in reality, you can get this done in about 10 minutes. Not so in Cana or in Israel. Amen. Again, this goes on for several days. Weddings were occasions of joy and celebration, and running out of wine would have been a social embarrassment. This is a very, very big thing culturally. You've invited all these people to come over to your house. They're having a big party. They're celebrating this covenant of marriage, and you ran out of wine? Oh, no. That's a very, very, very big deal. So, again, they ran out of wine. And again, who knows? There's maybe 100, 150, 200 people here. And again, so they ended up needing. So these pots, 20 to 30 gallons a piece, we're talking anywhere between 120 and 150 gallons of wine more is what was made, which I'm sure was more than enough for the rest of it. Jesus didn't even run it short a second time, that's for sure. All right. But again, this tells us something in specific. And it's number one, again, think about this. This is the very first miracle. Jesus cares about every detail of your life.
Amen.
He cares about every detail of your life. He cares about moments that feel too small to others, but big to us. If it's important to you, you've touched his heart. He cares about lack. He cares about disappointment. He cares about areas that you are lacking in. His heart is never distant. His heart is involved. I just want to make a note here, and that is to anticipate the miraculous in our lives. Anticipate the miraculous in our lives. This is a very ordinary setting, a wedding. It's a place of joy and celebration. And yet this place becomes the backdrop for Jesus's first miracle. Amen. So be open to God's miraculous in the ordinary, everyday, just going about my day. He wasn't in church. He's not in the synagogue, right? He's at a wedding. He's at a party. Amen. And God performs this awesome miracle. Be open to that. Again, faith begins where the will of God is known. Amen. But again, Jesus said in Mark 9:23, all things are possible to him who believes. You have to be expecting a miracle. You have to be looking for a miracle. You have to make room for God to move in your life. A lot of people believe that God can perform miracles, but they're not actively expecting or releasing faith to see God show up and move in their life, in their home, or in their body, or in their family. Amen. But he's right there. He cares. Again, we're going to see more about this. But number two, I want to look at his power, or we could say transformation. Jesus doesn't just refill what's empty. Jesus doesn't just refill what's empty. He transforms what's ordinary. He turns water into wine, and not just any wine, the best wine. So again, they have already served the best wine, and then Jesus comes and transforms something that is just completely outstanding. The best wine anyone's ever had. Amen. Glory to God. This is who he is. He transforms what you bring to him. He upgrades what you surrender. Hallelujah. That'll preach. He fills what you empty before him. Hallelujah. We share this a lot of times in the offering message, you know, and just this concept. Give, Luke 6:38, give and it shall be given back unto you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. You give what you have, and now I've got something to work with. I will multiply that seed. I'm going to multiply the harvest 30, 60, 100-fold, Jesus said. Amen. Glory to God. That is just so awesome. Give God something to work with. Lack is not the end of your story. Hallelujah. His ways. Again, number three, his ways, or we could say his part or partnership. Take note of what Jesus says here. Fill the jars, draw some out, take it to the master of the feast. These servants had a role to play. What if they had not? There would have been no wine. Again, this worked because Jesus, number one, we know this, he heard from the Father. He gave a specific instruction and they obeyed it.
Yeah.
They obeyed it. So again, we shared this a couple of weeks ago when we're talking about faith. Faith, if you want to just narrow it down, faith is obedience to revelation. There was a revelation. Jesus shared that revelation. Fill the jars, draw some out, take it to the master of the feast. 3 points. Do 1, 2, 3. Here's what's going to happen. All right. Why? because God chooses to work miracles through his family. It always was this way. This is how Adam and Eve and God worked together in the garden. God would form the animals. He brought it to Adam. Whatever Adam called it, that's what it would become. Amen. God and sons were always working together to perform and do what only God can do. Yeah. That method of operation has not changed. Jesus demonstrated it. The disciples, the true followers of Jesus, also demonstrated that, and they saw the miraculous happening in their lives and in their ministries. It's the same for you and I today. Glory to God. Jesus doesn't just work for us. He works with us, and he works through us. Again, this is discipleship. Obedience creates the space for the miracle. Amen. So here tonight, in Christ, lack is never the final word. Jesus transforms what I will bring to him. Whatever I will bring to him in faith, he will transform. Hallelujah. In Christ. In Christ. Let that just settle down in your spirit. Let that just settle down. Whatever I will bring to him, he will transform. In Christ, lack is never the final word. Praise God. So, I want to do something here. And for those of you online, this is the point where we're going to have to dismiss, because the rest of that, we're going to break out and we're going to have some group discussion. And then from there, we're going to have a ministry lab. We're going to have prayer. And then we're going to wrap this up here tonight. But for those of you online, we're going to ask that if you're here in the area and you're able to attend these, we would invite you to come and be a part of this in person. We would love to have you. But in the meantime, we're going to be back here on Sunday morning for our regular service at 10 a.m. But in the meantime, know this, that God loves you. We love you, and in him we are living in victory.